Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time.
good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. To me, has he been good? He's been good to me more than this whole world. Or you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? Yeah, it dries all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lying on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord. Thank you.
strength. I love you. Oh Lord, my strength. I love you. Oh Lord, my strength. I love you. Oh Lord, my strength. The Lord is my pillar and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock. Yeah. Lord is my pillar, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. Oh, he is my shield and the horn of my salvation. Oh, he's my high tower. He's my high tower. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Said, I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about this opportunity that we have this morning to share the Word of God with you on this morning. Listen, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. We are live right now. Listen, guys, we're just excited about our guest that we have with us this morning, none other than Pastor William A. Jordan will be with us on this morning. Man, I'm telling you, if you have not had an opportunity to hear this great man of God speak, you might want to sit back. You might want to get you a glass of water, a glass of tea, your favorite beverage, and just sit back and be blessed by this man's ministry. I had the opportunity to hear this man speak, and I'm telling you, I was so taken by his execution of the word and the spirit of God that is on his man of God's life. I'm telling you, if you are looking for a shift, if you're looking for a transition, if you're looking for a word that will cause you to walk into your destiny and into the place where you need to be, every man under the sound of my voice right now, listen, you are in the right spot right now, because this man of God will bless you on this morning. It will be a word, an end time word for your situation. Amen. Guys, you know how we do it before here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we get started, let us go into effectual fervent prayer, and then we'll go into our scripture for today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, God, just to bless and magnify your glorious and mighty name. Father, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. And we thank you for purpose being made manifest in our life right now, God, as we sit before your throne today, God. God, we say, feed us from heaven. God, we pray for the man of God as he come forward today with the word. God, we thank you for the manna from heaven that you have placed into his hands, God. God, to serve these, your people. Father, we thank you for the working that he had put into it, oh God. God, the time that he has spent with you. God, and we pray as the word go forth, not only does it strengthen the people, not only does it encourage the people, God, but it will give them hope on this morning to continue in the fight and to continue in the race. In the mighty and rich and infallible and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. And our scripture reading for this morning will be coming from the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. I'm just going to read those first three verses, and this is actually my favorite passage of scripture. This is the scripture that blessed my life, that transitioned my life when I first walked into the ministry, when I first walked into the Word of God. And it simply reads this. It's just Psalms 101, which basically says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of his word on this morning. We also want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. We thank you so much for your continued support, your continued connecting with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you so much. And we want you to know, all of our missionaries and all of our apostles and all of those that are doing the work of the evangelists in those countries, we want you to know that we are praying for you. We know that it is a hard job. So that's not an easy task. That's not something that you just walk into. We know that there are right now, there are people that lives are being taken because, watch this here, you have a Bible in your possession. There's those that if you confess the name of Jesus, that you are being executed in the streets. So we want you to know that we are praying for you. Not only are we praying for you, we're praying with you. And we, the people here on the United States soil, these those of us that are here, we should not take for granted that opportunity to be able to worship and praise and give God glory when we know that our brothers and sisters that are over in those other countries right now, their lives are at stake for what they will, standing up for what they believe in. So we want to let you know, don't take that lightly here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to know, don't you take that position that you have to praise and worship God lightly, because there are those that are losing their life for this word. Amen. There are those that are losing their life for this word. And we want to make sure to let you guys know over in those other countries that we're praying for you. We're interceding for you. And our prayers are bombarding heaven to make sure that your hand is covered, your walk is covered, your life is covered because of what you do. Amen. So we want to let you know that we are praying for you consistently, and we are telling we're telling God to stay the hand of the taskmaster, to turn his heart so he can, watch this here, not only stand with you, but stand for you at the time of judgment when they try to judge you because you're carrying the word of God. Amen. Amen. So we want to just thank those great countries. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, Japan, South Korea, Ireland, India, Portugal, and we just picked up the Netherlands on the other week. So we want to say thank you guys so much for your continued support, your continued connecting with us, and let you know that we are here for you. We are praying for you. We are consistently praying for you, and we thank you for continuing to connect with us and listen in as these great men and women of God come and they share the word of God with you to strengthen you, to encourage you, to empower you to continue to keep on in the fight that you are fighting. Amen. So we want to let you know, keep on working, because in the vineyard, God will reward those that work in the vineyard. Amen. So listen, guys, I cannot hold this great man of God any longer. I can't hold this great man of God any longer. He is here. He's on the line with us on this morning. I'm telling you now, you might want to go ahead on and get you some duct tape or get you a belt and tie yourself down, because the word that's going to come forth right now is going to take you where you need to be. It's going to bless your life. It's going to push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor William A. Jordan. Man of God, you have the floor. Please go ahead and bless the people.
Good morning, Pastor. Thank you, sir, for, first of all, your invitation to come and share. It was a joy to meet you on last month, joining your family. Again, thank you for the privilege to be on today, and to those who will come after, bless each of those great men of God, and to your audience across the globe. Greetings to each of you, and again to those who are in foreign territories doing the work of evangelism. We are definitely praying for your safety on your assignment. I didn't really know what to talk about. And in talking with the apostle last night, we talked about wanting to encourage men. And I want to go to the Old Testament book of Job. The Old Testament book of Job. at chapter 1. Chapter 1. And just the reading several of those verses, and then we'll see what the Lord will say. Job chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5, verses 4 and 5. I'm reading from the King James Version today. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one who feared God and eschewed evil. Verses 4 and 5. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with him. And it was so when their days of feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. A portrait of a godly man. Tony Evans said, a kingdom man understands that God never said a godly life would be easy. He just said it would be worth it. This is not being a black about being a black man or a white man or Hispanic man. It's about being a godly man. In this day and time when some men aren't stepping up to the plate as they need to for several different reasons. I like the book of Job at chapter 1 because when you read verse 1 and when you read the history of the book of Job, there was no known author for the book of Job. And so since all scripture is divinely inspired of God, written by man, when you read chapter 1, verse 1, there are these nuances that the writer speaks concerning the life of Job. Perfect and upright, one that feared God and avoided evil or eschewed evil. And so we don't know who penned this book, but we do know it was inspired by God. So let me ask you a question. We'll make a statement and ask a question. So we could maybe argue and assume that this book was written by God or the inspiration came from God. In Job chapter 1, verse number 1, God testifies on the behalf of Job. Perfect, upright. That's what God says about him. Perfect, feared God and avoided evil. Let me ask you a question to everyone who's on this call. It's a simple question. If God had to testify on your behalf, what would God say about you? Because this is literally God testifying on the behalf of Brother Job. And God spoke well of him. What kind of life are you living? Be it apostle, be it bishop, be it pastor, be it laity, be it missionary, be it evangelist, Christian, Christian man, Christian woman, but today Christian man, Christian people. If God had to take the witness stand to testify about the life you live today, what would God say about you? And we live in an era. It was Dr. Freddie Haynes of the Friendship West Church who says, we live in an era where we live a life and we try to buy things with money we ain't got to impress folk we don't like. And we live a life trying to impress people for other people to talk about where we live and what we drive and how we dress and our academic resume. We're always trying to impress people because we know people will network and name drop and talk about us in different circles. And we want people to testify about how well we preach, how big our church is, how many members we have, again, what our title is, what our resume looks like. We want people to testify about all of that. And guess what? In this text, none of it matters. It matters not what anyone said about you. The question is, what is God saying about you? What kind of life are you living that God could testify and say, perfect, upright, feared me, and avoided evil? And so could it be that you're focused on the wrong people testifying about you as a father, as a grandfather, as a husband, as a best friend? Yes, we want people to speak well of us, the word eulogy. We want people to speak well of us as they know us. We want that. But even when you die, if people get up and talk about you as a good preacher, as a good pastor, as a good leader, as a good neighbor, as a good friend, none of that matters if Jesus doesn't say, but they were also saved. That's my child. And so be careful with living a life trying to appease, impress, and please people whose thought process and power to help you is limited. But you ignore the all-watchful eye of God who says, at the end of the day, at the end of your life, the only testimony about you that matters will be mine. We have to be mindful, brothers and sisters, that God is watching us. And I just don't want to hear God say, servant, well done, when I die. I want to be able to hear that every day. That I didn't use or misuse anyone. That I didn't hurt anyone or take advantage of anyone, that I did the best I could as a man, as a father, as a husband, as a pastor, as a leader, as a friend. I did my best to discharge my daily duties. I want to hear that when I die. I want to hear it tonight when I go to bed, that I can sleep all night knowing that I've been the best that I could be on today to those who are connected to me. And yes, I want to hearing Nikki say, a good husband, wonderful. Hearing my kids say, a good father, great. Hearing my people say, He's a good pastor, a good preacher. Praise the Lord. But what does any of that matter if God says, okay, that's what they say, but my opinion of you is vastly different? What opinion do you think matters the most? The church? Your people? Your friends? Your colleagues? Or the God of your salvation? Not a sermon today. I don't have a sermon. Just a few scattered thoughts. Keep reading that chapter in the book of Job. You'll also discover that he was the priest of his family. Job was the priest of his family. When his children would get together, after they dispersed, Job would pray for them. He would cover them just in case they had sinned against God in their heart. It is not just enough for you to brag about being the breadwinner or talk about what bills you pay or your current on your child support. It's not enough to talk about your deacon or your minister in training or your deacon in training or you do this or you do that. Or are you family? Are you interceding on the behalf of your wife and on the behalf of your children? Are you covering your home in prayer? Are you walking around your house praying for your family, praying for the peace, the safety of your home? Are you laying hands on your children and your spouse in their sleep, asking God to watch over them and protect them and to keep them, praying for their purpose and their destiny in God? Bless the Lord that you pay the bills. But that's technically what you're supposed to. You don't get a cookie for being a man. You don't have to brag about what you do. That's what you're supposed to do because you asked her to marry you. That's what you're supposed to do because you made those children. You don't get an award for doing what you're supposed to do. But beyond paying the bills and dad with donuts with dad and being at the track meet and the little league baseball game, in this day and time where we have mass shootings, be it institutions of worship, be it institutions of higher learning, in the academy, be it at the grocery store, every man, every father, whether you're in the house with your child or not, if that's your child, and guess what? It doesn't have to be your child by blood. It could be your niece, your godchild, your adoptive child, whomever. This is a season and a time where we need men who will pray and battle the enemy for our children, for our churches, for our communities, for our nation. We need men who will pray. But here is the thing. To every apostle, to every bishop, to every pastor, to every person, do me a favor. Don't pray for the world and miss your own children. Don't pray for the nations. Don't pray for the world. Don't pray for
someone else's children, and don't leave your children at home and go to court with somebody else's child and go and miss your child's life trying to save the world. No, pray for your children. Lay your hands on your children. Cover your children in prayer. Because sometimes, even in positions of pastoral ministry, we can be so in tune with trying to be a good pastor and be there for every member's child or children, we lose our own children. And then our kids grow up with resent and hate for the church, because guess what? You helped to save them. You were there for that family's child, but you miss your own child because you tell them, understand, I'm the pastor. No, your first ministry is your children. Because when you get old and can't take care of yourself, all those kids you prayed for, they ain't going to come take care of you. But to every brother, every man, you need to be the priest of your home. But I'm done. Thank you for this time. But thirdly, Job was present. And I understand today we have blended families. We have people who have kids who aren't together anymore. Stepdad, stepmom, I get it. But whether it's a blended family, the original family, or whether it is that child's parent, that mother anymore, brother, you still have a responsibility to be present in that child's life. Showing up with one pair of shoes for a new school year, not present. Responsibility is yours to be their child's priest, father, but also mentor. You should be able to mentor your children and teach your children. You should be able to show your daughter how a man is supposed to treat her. You should be able to teach your son how a man is supposed to act and work and treat his spouse or treat his children. That's what being present means. Not to always ostracize and criticize. Because don't forget, at one time, you were young and foolish. Don't get a title and a Bible, and now you've forgotten when you were 13, 10, 16, 18, 20, 21. Maybe some of y'all were born speaking in tongues. I don't know, but that ain't my lot in life. I've made some mistakes in life. And so when I'm talking to my 23-year-old son and my 19-year-old daughter, I can't forget my foolishness. And so don't get that spiritual where you cannot become, watch this, their father. Be a father. Be present. I don't care how bad the divorce was. Be present in that child's life. Children need their fathers. Children need positive black role models, not just on TV, not just on the basketball court, not just on the football field, not just a rapper. They need a positive black male in their lives. That's what they need. And Job was present in his children's life. He was the priest of his children's life. Buying a video game, buying the latest fashion means nothing if you aren't teaching them integrity. Means nothing if you aren't teaching them the ways and the will of God. Don't buy them and bribe them. Teach them. Chastise them. talk to them, share with them. Because guess what? In this world, that's what's needed. Why? Because the devil, like in Job chapter 1, is still whom he may destroy. So the church and the world and the community and the black community needs positive, godly fathers, mentors, leaders, brothers, husbands, fathers, who will pour into community, not just your child, but community, the who got children with the deadbeat dad. Help her with those children. Teach that boy who don't have a father something. And I do believe that's what God is calling for us to do as men in this time, in this season. Don't miss your own children trying to save the world. Don't let your house go to hell trying to save every person's house in your church or in your reformation. Don't let your children grow up being bitter because you were present in everybody else's life, but you missed your children because you thought they had to understand because you were the pastor. And now they hate the church, and they may even hate you because you are too busy trying to play God, and you missed your own family. Not a sermon. Just some stuff to think about. Thank you, Apostle, for your time.
Amen, amen, and amen again. What a powerful message this morning. What a powerful message. Just a few scattered thoughts. That's what I'm going to tag that. I'm just letting you know. That's what, just a few scattered thoughts. That's what we're going to tag that today. it's amazing. How what you said is so evident and so true that we as fathers, we can father the neighborhood, but our own house be suffering. You know, I'm reminded of the scripture that's in what is that? 1 Corinthians 13:1. And it says in the King James Version, it says, though we speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become, watch this, a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. We have in our homes, because we try to save everybody else, our children cannot hear us because we give more accolades to the kid down the street than we do to our own family. I was presented with a problem with my sons. This was years ago. They were in school. They 20 and 22. And then I have my baby girl that's six, that just turned 15, last month. And, I was going to everything that he had, my oldest boy. I was going to everything that he had. I was at everything that he had. And my middle son was like, Dad, only thing I want you to do is just spend time with me. And I thought that I was doing pretty good. But when I gave more attention to the one and not paid attention to the other one, I said, I have to fix this. I have to be the father for all three of them. So I made it my business to do lunch with all three of them. They all had their different lunch times, and I would go to have lunch with them on certain days, and I would go and spend lunchtime with every last one of them. And I would just sit there, and I'd buy lunch, and I'd sit there and let them eat, and I'd just hang out with them, you know, just to let them know that dad is there, you know. And it's not like we're trying to paint a picture of somebody being some great father or some great – all our kids really want – if you really want to be honest with them, Pastor, the only thing they really want is our time. They just want our time.
Absolutely.
If we spend that time, that one-on-one time with them, it makes the difference. Full transparency, this is my second match, and I'm still connected with my children. I'm still connected with my sons. I'm still connected with my daughter. My daughter just had her birthday, and I text her the majority of the day. She texted me at 11, 12 o'clock at night. I'm hearing the phone go off. I roll over, see her, and I'm texting her back just to let her know that daddy is there. And that's the most important part, man. You brought that home so clear today that every man that was under the sound of your voice, they got the idea. They got the understanding, man. You blessed them this morning. You blessed them this morning. Listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray for you, Pastor. And once we pray for you, Doc, we will allow you at the time to share your service times, what you have coming up, and all those things. Father God, we thank you right now for this weapon of warfare that you have set among us. We're so grateful to have this great man of God come, God, and share in what he has shared with the people on today. God, he restored the sight of the man on this morning. He's restored the integrity for the man on this morning, giving them the understanding to take their rightful place. And Father, we want to say thank you for girding his mouth with those words that he is now able to fit. God, give us the understanding that we can fit into the places that we need to fit with our children, to cover our kids, to pray for them, to intercede for them. God, to be, not to be a public success and a private failure. God, we thank you right now for just the words that he shared with the people of God on today and the strengthening of every man that was under the sound of his voice. And for that, God, we give you glory, honor, and dominion. And we say, bless and magnify your mighty name. Now, Father, restore unto the man of God, God, that he is pouring out. Father, that he may be able to take that, God, and pour it back into the other side. God, and every time his cup is empty, Father, we pray that you will fill it, God, to capacity. God, that he, when he pours out, God, you just keep on refilling it. God, we thank you for everything that he touched, God, that his hands touch shall prosper. Nothing that he touched shall wither away. God, everywhere his feet tread, God, he is more than a conqueror. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jordan, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man, where the church is, all the things that you have that's going on right now, God. Man of God, we would like you to just go ahead and share that this morning.
Thank you, Apostle. I appreciate you. Well, first of all, again, thank you for the privilege of sharing. I don't take any assignment lightly, and so I'm grateful for the opportunity to be a voice for God and to inspire the body of Christ, especially men, black men, most especially during this time in life. We're currently meeting at 8 a.m. at 8650 Ferdinand Street in Houston, Texas. That's Ferdinand, Ferdinand Street. It is the New Hope Baptist Church. Pastor Daryl Bolson. We meet there at 8 o'clock every Sunday. Our church is still a baby. It's only, I think, 11 months old, and so we're in this infancy stage. But it's a great church. You can check us out on social media. Fellowship Church of Texas on social media, Instagram, etc. I have two books out that if you're looking for some guidance on church planning. I pastored a church here in the city for 19 years and God told me to break off and do my own church, well, his church, whether it's a planet church, or let me get that wording right, the planet church, not my own church, it's his church. And so I did that, and God has blessed us in a mighty way. And so I just wrote a little book entitled How to Transition in Ministry. It's on Amazon, How to Transition in Ministry. If you just put my name in the Amazon search engine, my books will pull up. I have that book, and also I wrote a book several years ago entitled Storm Survivors. If you're going through turbulent time, this book may can help you get through some tough times. But again, this book on ministry is not just for church planners or pastors. If you are a leader in your current church, then that this is a book for you. It's an easy read, maybe about 35 pages or so. It's on Amazon Kindle. They both are on Amazon Kindle. But the other book, Storm Survivors, you can get that book paperback. But the ministry book is available only in Kindle, on Kindle for now. So again, just type in my name, William Jordan, and my books will pop up. We're having Family and Friends Day on this upcoming Sunday. So if you're in the area, Sunnyside area of Houston, Texas, come hang out with us on June 12th at 8 a.m. For about an hour, 25-minute power impact worship. Thank you, Apostle. I appreciate you, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. As they say in the Baptist church, I grew up Baptist, so y'all don't let that apostle name fool you. I grew up in the Baptist church. I used to love the announcements that when the women of God would get up and do the announcements, and they say govern yourself accordingly. So
govern yourselves accordingly. Yes, sir.
We want y'all to govern yourself accordingly. We want y'all to go out and support the man of God. Govern yourself accordingly, people of God. Go and support this great man of God. Listen. You, Ferdinand, is that in the City Gas area? Is that, I'm trying to.
No, that's Sunnyside.
Sunnyside. Go ahead, Doc.
It's off of Scott. You can take Scott off of 16, or you can take Belford off of 288.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I grew up right there in City Gas, right off of 610 and right north Wayside. I grew up right there in that little area right there. Scott Street used to be.
Okay,
I also grew up in Fifth Ward, so you know I grew up right there in Coker Park. Yeah, so I'm familiar with that area. Yeah, yeah. Can anything come out? Can anything good come out the hood? I thank God, man, for this opportunity. Great experience this morning. Those of you all that were listening in, we are so grateful that the great man of God came on. We have one hand raised in the queue, Doc. I don't know if they want to speak or not. I'm just going to bring them in. I want to see if they're going to say anything. If not, we'll just go ahead on and put him back in to listen in.
Okay.
Blessings, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Did you have any questions about this morning broadcast? Did you have any questions or did you want just one prayer? Amen, amen. We're going to put you back in queue. We're going to put you back in queue. Yes, I do. Amen, amen. So listen. We're just excited about what God is doing in your ministry, and in your life right now. We're just thank God for you stepping in, man, and sharing with us on this morning, man. And I'm telling you, God, it blessed me. It blessed me. I'm sure that it blessed others, those that were listening in. It blessed others. So, man, listen, we're going to go ahead on and finish the show. I want you guys to continue to listen in as we continue to broadcast on this morning. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys, remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Pastor Jordan is here with us. I'm not gonna hold a man of God too long now. If y'all gonna call in, y'all need to go ahead on call in and talk to him now. But we're not gonna hold a man of God any long. Amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says. Church say, the devil does.
No, you've got a word that has come from above.
church say? Let the church say, yeah.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. We're just excited about what God is doing and how he's moved by his power and by his strength. I'm telling you guys, I was so blessed this morning by Pastor Jordan to allow him to come and to speak what he spoke this morning to the men. I'm telling y'all, man, it is just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful place to have these great men of God to step in and do what they do and to speak like they speak and to share in life like they shared on today. Was a blessing, was a true blessing today. And we wanted to say thank you so, so, so very much, Pastor Jordan, for coming and being a part of today's Worldwide Gospel Connection. And to pour out your heart to the people and to bless them in the way that you bless them. It is an honor, sir. It is an honor to have you to come and to breathe life into the men on this morning. And we thank God for that. Listen, I want to share something with you. The book of Psalms 1 was our focus scripture on this morning. And the Lord took me to a portion of that. And I just want to share it real quick with you. I promise y'all I won't be long with it. I just want to share that piece with you in Psalms 1, in that third portion of Psalms 1. And again, it's just something I want to share with you real quick. It's in that third verse, it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, yielding fruit in its season, whose leaves does not wither, and whose prosper in all he does." One of the most important things, brothers, that I want to share with you, we're talking about our month-long topic this morning, is restoring the man. One of the most important things I want you to hear this morning, I want you to take this with you. I want you to tuck this in your back pocket. As you go through your week, you go through the rest of this month, because there are going to be some great men that's going to come along. I want y'all to come on and listen in and be a part of this journey. But I want you to know this. You may not be in that place right now, but I want you to do me a real big favor. The first thing is I want you to realize that we must be careful and cautious of the words that we speak, because the Bible says it like this in Psalms 18 and 21. It says that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I want you to be mindful. I want you to be very careful. I want you to turn your attentions to the things that you say out of your mouth, simply because I want you to understand that those words not only have power, but those words have speed. I'm going to say that again, because they bless somebody. Not only do your words have power, but your word has seed. Our seeds that we sow we must understand that the Bible tells us this like this. He said that we shall give account to every idle word that falls from our lips. So in this season, we must be careful in the seeds that we sow. In this season of our life, in this timing of our life, in this transition of our life, we must be careful of the words that we speak, because the very words that we speak may be the very thing that grows back up later on. So this is the reason why I want you to know you need to tuck this in your back pocket. Because if you tuck it in your back pocket, when that time comes that the enemy will be coming up against you and try to speak out of your mouth, cause you to speak out of your mouth the wrong thing at the right time. And God help me right up in this little section right here. I'm just trying to help you this morning. I ain't trying to transition. I ain't trying to shift. I ain't trying to get happy. But I feel this thing bubbling down in the city of my never dying soul. We have to be mindful and be careful that the words that we speak, when we speak those words that we speak, and how we speak those words that we speak, and the season that we're in, God help me right through here. We have to be mindful that these things that we speak, they shall come back. You do know that your words are like boomerang. Come in. Once it's out, Sam, it's going to go and it's going to accomplish what it needs to accomplish. But watch it. It's going to come back to you. Come on here. The Bible says, "You can cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, it shall return back unto you." We have to realize that the things that we do in this life and in our transition and in the place where we may be hurting and in pain and frustrated and angry, and the tears are rolling down our face, and we're in such a grievous place, we have to be mindful of the words that we speak. Don't speak out of your angry place. Come on, I'm blessing somebody this morning. Don't speak out of your angry place, because when you speak out of your angry place, when you speak out of your emotions, if you speak out of your emotions, what you're going to do, you're going to reap emotional things. Come on, preacher, you helping them this morning. If you speak emotional things, you're going to receive emotional, come on here, seeds. It's going to come back to you in an emotional thing. Which you speak spiritually, preaching, you preaching this morning, you will receive that thing that is spiritual. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful that our words, people of God, our words that we speak, not only give life, but is life. Come on, am I blessing anybody? Not only does it give life, but it is life. In the midst of all that we go through, and in the midst of all the trials and the tribulations, the heartache and the pain, the frustration, the anger, and all of the things that being in your life that being flipped upside down, turned inside out, we have to be careful that we don't get to the place to where we speak out of our emotional place. Come on. Preacher, you helping this morning. If you ain't helping nobody but two or three people, you helping somebody. There is a transition that God would do if you're standing in the right place at the right time with the right mindset. Okay, brothers, okay. Now In that passage it talks about, it says that your leaves shall never wither. You know, he said, because you're planted in the right spot, your leaves will never wither. I'm going to say that again. Because you're planted in the right spot, your leaves shall never wither. I'm going to say it again. Because you're planted in the right spot, your leaves shall never wither. I'm going to say it again, because I feel like it deserves one more time in the atmosphere. It says that when you are planted in the right spot, your leaves will never wither, because what you have done is you have planted yourself in a position to where you're now being fed. You fed the nourishment to cause you to produce the fruit that need to be produced. You're in the place to where you're in a spot or in the mindset of doing the right thing at the right time with the right people. And everything that you got going on, watch this, is flowing like it's supposed to flow. And now that you're in that spot, now that you're in that place, now that you're in that position, God can do some things with you, and he can do some things for you because you're in the right spot. Because what God is doing is trying to transition you into the mindset you need to be in, but you have to be, come on here, let me help you, in the right spot. Because if you're in the right spot, not only will you receive what you need, you won't get weary. Oh, God, you're going to help them today. You don't get weary in that spot that you're in. I know that the storms are raging. I know that the issues of your heart, come on here, are forever flowing. But there is a place in God that you can get to and let him be God, and let him be God all day, every day, the whole day, tomorrow, today, yesterday, and forevermore, when you get into the right spot. But you have to come over here. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. You have to be in the right spot. I know that the tears that you shed, the heartache that you feel, and the breaking that you feel, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable. I want to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. You're not alone in that one. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Help them today. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. This place that you're in right now, you're not alone. You're not in this place by yourself. You're not in this thing by yourself. You're not experiencing this thing by yourself. There are people that are going through the exact same thing. Hey, can I bless you? There are some people going through some things that are worse than what you're going through right now. My grandmother, I was sitting there complaining one day, and I'm going to use my grandmother, and I'm going to go get on and shut this thing down. I was sitting there and I was complaining about a situation, and I'll never forget it. I think I was maybe about 14, 15, maybe even 16 years old, and I was just sitting there and I was just complaining and complaining and complaining and complaining about my situation. And I'm 16 years old. I really don't have a life, but I'm complaining about life. Come on here. Let me help you. I'm trying to give you something. I'm complaining about my life. Don't have much of a life, but I'm complaining about life. And I'm sitting there, and my grandmother, in true Granny Snook form, that was her name, Granny Snook, in true Granny Snook form, she sat there and she let me finish my rant, and she looked at me. She said, "Well, baby," she said, "the man with no shoes complained until he met the man with no feet." The man with no shoes complained until he met the man with no feet. People of God, we have to learn how to see our situation not as just being a bad place, but we better off than a whole lot of people. Yeah, I know rent due. I know you ain't got no food in the refrigerator. I know that there is a hunger for some things that you want done. But we got to be careful that we don't complain so to the point to where we lose focus and we lose our position in God. So we have to be mindful, people of God. not to allow our condition and our situation become the thing that keeps us from being in the place to where we need to be. And the body of Christ says, amen. Amen and amen. Listen, guys, I'm not gonna hold you guys much longer. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends
you won again.
That you have won again. Let your power flow.
Yeah.
That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody needs the price of battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My heart could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, you brought me out, you made a way.
Yes, he did.
God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Why do you give him praise?
Because you're worthy. Because you're faithful. Hallelujah.
Anybody know it's I'm a winner?
Yeah.
Anybody know it's I'm a winner?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thine the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thine the glory.
Revive.
God, we need you to revive. About your goodness, how you keep on making a way for me.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
Amen, amen, amen. I almost let go. I almost let go. Kirk Carter, Kirk Carter singing, I almost let go. Listen, guys, we have come to the end of our broadcast, and we want to interject right here. Our overcoming scripture and our overcoming prayer. With the way the world is going, it's important, people of God, that we ensure that we have our end game in place. I'm going to help you real quick. We need to have our end game in place, because tomorrow is promised to no man. And in that scripture holds the key to life. Tomorrow is promised to no man. If you look at that passage, it gives you some really, really good information. Because tomorrow is not promised, we need to make sure that if we don't make it to tomorrow, that we have our, not plan B, not plan C, but our plan A in place. Your salvation, your rightful place, your rightful place is important. Your rightful place is important. Your rightful place is important. And in knowing that your rightful place is important, watch this here, people of God. Your rightful place is important. So we have to get not only just in position, but we have to get in position and know that in that position, at the end of it, we have the keys to life. Come on, preacher, you're helping some people today. You have the keys to life. And those keys to life is simply your connecting with who God is, our Lord and our Savior, the keeper, our watchman, and our judge. Now, I'm a firm believer that once you give your life to Christ, it's a process. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Life happens to us all. Life happens to us all. And in life happening to us all, we need to understand that we have to be in a position, we have to be in like standing with our Father when that time comes. When we leave this earth, salvation needs to be your portion. I'm going to bless you. It doesn't take that much. It's not that complicated. It's not that difficult. It's not that hard for you to get to the place where you need to get to. Only thing you need to do is realize that in this, you can't do this by yourself. And because you can't do it by yourself, the Bible says in Romans 10 and 9, simply this. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, watch this here, that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. I'm going to say it again. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, Jesus died, you will be saved. Saving grace is important because we are in a position, in a place to where we have no covering, we have no keeping, we have no peace, we have no joy, simply because we're in a place to where we're not safe. But he said that he is a, he say that the Lord is a strong, is a high tower, and they that run in are safe. You're going through all of the things that you're going through, but there's no safety in where you are. But can I bless you this morning? Allow me to help you this morning. And in that, watch this here. You will become who you need to become in the place that you need to be, need to come into simply by doing this. Watch this here. Giving your life to Christ. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not complex. It's not this long, drawn out situation or circumstance. We learn how to be who we need to be in God simply because we walk in that thing that God called us to walk into. So in that, watch this here, in that, I want to extend to you this opportunity. And it's ours to extend, yours to accept. Again, it's ours to extend and yours to accept. I want to present to you Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, keeper, watcher, mind regulator, heart fixer, can take you into that place to where you are free from all of the turmoil and life trials and tribulations that come. You can be comforted that knowing that even in those things that you're in, he is able to keep you. But you have to accept him for who he is, and that is the Lord and Savior of your life. Watch this here. It's very simple. It's not complicated, not complex. Only thing you got to do is just accept him for who he is. Now watch this. I'm going to pray. And when I pray, I'm going to interject that passage of scripture of Romans 10 one more time. And in that, you lift up your hands, lift up your hearts, lift up your eyes, lift up your thoughts. If you can do all of them, do all of them. If you can't do but one, choose one, pick one. And say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And then work on your salvation. And then we got some keys that we want to give you to you after that. So if you would, wherever you are, pause for a moment as I pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. Father, we extend to them the opportunity for salvation. We extend to them this opportunity to walk in the newness in Christ. And with that being said, Father God, our prayer is that you not only give them clarity, Father, but you give them peace. Give them to know that even in this, that you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. Beside you and without thee, there is no other. So we extend to you this opportunity in Christ. And we ask God that you would come in as we extend it to them to receive Romans 10 and 9, that which is interesting, that they confess with their mouth and they believe with their heart, Father, that you died on that hill called Golgotha. You shed your blood on a hill called Golgotha. Precious Lord, a crown of thorns on your head. They pierced you in your side. They hung you on an old rugged cross. You died for us. And in that, God, they believe in their heart. They believe in their heart. And now, Father, we thank you for salvation. Not creeping in, God, but they opened up the door and allowed him to walk in. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. By the Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Now, those of you all who lifted up your hands to receive and lift up your hearts, your eyes, your thoughts toward heaven, I want to extend you an opportunity to become a part of, we want to extend to you these three keys that we would like to share with you. And one of the keys is get your really good Bible, because now that you have crossed into that place to where you're now walking after God, the enemy is going to fight you on every hand. So you need to be in the position and in the place to fight the good fight of faith. So you need to get you a Bible so you can fight the enemy with the word. The next thing you need to do after you get you a really good Bible is get you into a church home where the man or woman of God is preaching the word of God. You need to have your Bible to match what they're saying. Come on. Put your mindset into the right place and allow God to be God and the devil to be a liar on every hand. Amen. So get yourself a really good Bible and get in a really good Bible. Let God be God and the devil be shut down on every hand. Amen. And make sure that the man or woman of God that you connect with is living what they're preaching. It's very simple. You can tell the difference between the two. You can see it. You can see it. You can see their lifestyle through everything that they're doing. Amen. Amen. So listen, those of you who all would like to sow on today, you could do so by going to your Cash App or your Zelle and make your contribution to the broadcast. You could go to your Cash App. Cash App simply is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WG2020. You could go to your Cash App and your Cash App. I'm sorry, to your Zelle. Your Zelle could go to Kashima4@gmail.com. Again, that's Kashima4@gmail.com. Kashima, that's KISSHIMA, at the number 4 at gmail.com. That's KISSHIMA, the number 4 at gmail.com. And then you can go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwideGTC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. You can connect with any one of those, and I guarantee you the seed that you sow will go to sowing into others. As you sow into others with those seeds, we take those seeds and we put those seeds into other places, other fields. And this is how you yourself reap a harvest in a field that you did not plant in. So just be mindful that when you connect to those places with us, know that your seed is not in vain. Your seed is not in vain. Amen. Your seed is not in vain. So we want to make sure that you know that when you sow those seeds, those seeds go forth and they bless and they touch the hearts and minds of the people. Amen. So we want you to make sure that when you sow your seed, sow in the God is doing what he does best, and that is the God, all by himself. So bless you. May your God of peace be in you, around you, and for you for the rest of the days of your life. We bless and magnify you. Also, those of you all who are looking for a church home, you can come and be a part of the Abba House International. There is room at the house. Come on down and be a part. We're going to be launching our new location. We'll be putting that out on the new location. So stay tuned for our new location. Amen. Stay tuned for our new location. God bless you. Thank you, and we love you. And remember, there ain't nothing that you can do about it. You guys have a fantastic day. God bless you. Bye-bye.